What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the All Days Off podcast with my co-host, Corey Yaskowitz.
What's going on? Thank you guys again for listening. We have a very special guest with us today.
Guys, he's so special.
He's like the special. He's like the specialist kid I've
guys,
ever met.
Guys, be nice.
Be really nice.
Everybody. He's very,
make
very
a round
special.
Of applause for our best friend, hilarious comic, Chris Ryder, everybody. Make some noise.
What's up, guys? Well, this is called All Days Off?
Yeah. All Days Off, of course.
Because she will bring me up as No Days Off.
Has she
as
done
you?
That before?
All the time.
Really?
From bring, when I'm hosting.
Brings you up?
Mm-hmm.
Thinking that you're us?
I don't know.
We have we now have our third co-host.
Yeah, wait, what's that? I want to know what the logic is there.
I don't know. Sometimes she'll bring me up as Comedy Central. Which
yeah,
is
she'll bring me up as Comedy Central.
Right.
Too. Yeah.
But then for whatever reason, just throws. But it's No Days Off, which is the wrong name.
That's totally yeah. wrong. That's like, that's where we're going opposite of that. That was the point.
We don't like doing shit. Yeah. Doing yeah. shit fucking sucks.
It does suck.
Yeah, that's why we're here.
Shit, like decorating your apartment, that sucks.
Yeah, it blows.
Clearly.
Chris is like getting on the train to come record this podcast. Doing that shit sucked.
Yeah,
that shit sucked.
You had to take like 16 trains.
Bruh, I did. Fucking, I was already going to be late. Yeah. Is what it is. But yeah. then I found out the 456 was delayed.
You woke up like 10 minutes after I texted you probably, right?
When did you text me? You texted me?
Yeah, probably. When you were saying I'm running a bit behind, I assumed you didn't even wake up yet.
I was up. I'd been up for a solid 30 minutes by then.
Oh, okay, cool. You're full of shit. It's okay. It's part of our vibe here. That's what we're going for.
Cool. All right, yeah, yeah. All days off.
All days off.
Honestly, it's a miracle that this gets recorded most days.
Yeah. Every time we even post something, it's fucking miraculous.
All right.
Yeah.
Fuck
you. We took a few weeks off because I had COVID. Then I went to Florida. And then we made an episode
last
week.
That sounds so responsible.
Yeah. He gave Tyndall was our last guest before our break. He gave Tyndall COVID. We like to leave every guest with a gift.
Sure.
Yeah. We'll Ooh. Figure out what we're giving you.
So yeah.
The second I got COVID, I was like, okay, let's book flights to Florida. And now we're
now we're back.
Get
now
the party
we're
going.
Yeah, now we're Miami. Here. But yeah, we took a big break, but now we're coming back with a bang with our favorite guest ever, Chris Ryder.
Very, 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 very special.
Very special guest.
You guys are weird.
So what's going on, man? How you doing?
Nothing much. Does anyone ever tell you this place has like American Psycho vibes?
Well, that's what we're going for here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, how about All Days Off, doing shit sucks. Except
American Psycho.
Murder.
Except yeah. cocaine and hookers.
Yes.
Everything else sucks.
Everything
else sucks. Yeah. I fucks with it.
I think this is the vibe of most Jews who work in finance, who are probably American psychos. So.
Yeah.
It's a nice place. It sucks that you're not going to live here.
Yeah, it does suck. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah. He's got like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'll probably find a place. Probably not, though.
Probably not, no.
What do you know? What's the guy's name from American Psycho?
Christian Bale?
No, no. What's his actual character?
Never
name?
Saw it, so.
Oh, really? Oh, so you don't even know what you're talking about.
I know of it. I get the thing. I feel like this is it.
What?
I've seen, the clips where he's in like the plastic bodysuit.
Yeah, okay.
No, there is one.
That one's in the closet.
What?
Yeah. That our suit is in the closet.
Dude,
so
he's on to you. Man.
Yeah. It's okay. You know, I like to disguise in the plain sight, right?
Right.
So if I talk about sight. It as it's a joke, then people think it's a joke.
Right. But like that worked for Louis.
Yeah. Realistically, it's not a joke, and the suit's in the closet, and yeah. I usually like to give my I guess my patients coffee before I chop them up.
Good coffee though, solid.
With
yeah,
milk.
Good, right?
Going out with some cloudy almond milk.
Yeah, cloudy almond milk. Almond milk is fucking great. You don't.
We've
like
had
it?
This. I don't think it's great, but there are too
it
many.
It doesn't
milks.
Go bad, and it's not dairy. It's like what is the
yeah, but I love moo cow fuck milk. It's the best. Moo do you cow. Like do you eat cereal with this?
Yeah. I mean like I don't have cereal too often.
I love cereal.
Cereal's fucking
I'm a
the
big,
what's your shit?
Big cereal guy.
All of it.
All of it?
I even like
what's
old
your
cereal.
What's your like fucking
I like brand cereal. It's so good.
No, but what do you like? What's
yeah,
like
what's
your
like fucking shit?
Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles. Interesting.
Oh, you're on the kid stuff.
Yeah, you are
what,
pretty
what
fucking
are
fruity.
You're on the kids. No, I
what
still
do you
like
mean? Kicks.
I still love
such an old person fucking cereal.
you like brand cereal?
I do. Sugar free frosted flakes.
Yeah, I like just the plain Cheerios.
Yeah. It's corn flakes.
Plain Cheerios. It's good for your heart health. No, I as a kid I love if I could. There's two corn pops.
Those are good.
Amazing.
Never like Pops.
Really?
Those are good.
And Frosted Mini Wheats.
So the thing is, there's some cereals. Frosted Mini Wheats?
You don't like Frosted Mini Wheats?
They're okay, but for a kid?
Okay. You're trying to be Caitlyn Jenner.
All the colors
I don't know.
And the sugars, you want Frosted Mini Wheats?
Yeah. I mean, also, yeah, sure. I also love Reese's Puffs.
But
Reese's Puffs.
That's a choice.
Reese's Puffs is the best one. With milk, I think. And then I have some... So I like Captain Crunch. Sometimes I have it without milk.
It's Cap'n Crunch.
Oh, because you're a masochist?
What?
Who eats Captain Crunch without milk?
Sometimes.
What happens to the inside of your mouth?
It just gets really dry.
Doesn't get cut up?
It becomes a cut up bloody rainbow.
Yeah, you should, exactly.
Mostly
you
red
should
rainbow.
See. It's a fucking war zone in there.
Inside your mouth looks like Freddy Krueger.
Yeah. Corn Pops I liked, but I never ate that with milk. I would always have that in like a cup as a snack.
Obviously, Lucky Charms are great.
Yeah, I've never been a huge Lucky
Frosted
Charms
Flakes?
Guy. Sometimes, you know, I just think Reese's Puffs is like
Frosted
the best.
Has the best milk.
It seems and like then, you like the flaky stuff. I like the crunch.
You like the weedy stuff.
Yeah.
With my brand cereals, I like the crunch.
Yeah.
Brand's amazing.
When I take my Thistle.
You get my Metamucil.
Yeah.
Yeah,
was
I
don't
it
know.
Milk Thistle? Is that what it's called?
No.
Never mind.
What does that shit do for you?
When we had Bo Ballou on, he's a nutritionist or some shit. So he takes.
Is he
these,
really
not a nutritionist? But you know, he's into healing. I don't know.
He's like,
that makes sense.
He's like
no, but he would take some supplements. I think milk thistle is like good for your liver if you drink a lot.
Nice. Where's the lung? You have there's liver stuff for like when you drink a lot. Where's the lung stuff for when
smoking,
you hypothetically smoke a lot?
Hypothetically,
yeah.
You know, that's Bo Ballou.
Yeah, there's no like vitamins or shit for that. That's bullshit.
You think I know?
I don't know.
Well, it's actually funny because all those people who are getting like popcorn lung from like the weed vapes, they actually had a vitamin in it. And that's why they're like,
it had vitamin
E in it,
which is
a good vitamin, but not when you inhale it.
Really? I didn't know it was actually, I thought they're like, out of all the vitamins, everything is good except for E. That
the drug dealers must have thought like, well, we might as well put something good in here. I have all this vitamin E sitting around.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm waiting for tobacco companies to like put like lung soothing stuff in cigarettes.
Yeah. Like,
why don't they do that? It's been too long.
Why can't you put the cancer medicine in the cigarette?
Maybe it's like natural selection type shit.
How so?
Like they're just like, why would we benefit people? We told everybody how shitty it is.
Yeah, but they neglect to tell people how great it can be.
Right. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's fucking sick. Isn't it good for digesting, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I'm backed up after a coffee and a cig,
it's
fucking...
What are the other benefits of cigarettes?
Pussy,
yeah. You definitely
dick, if you whatever yeah. you like. Yeah.
Whatever you want. Pretty much anything you want, you will get with this like while smoking a cigarette.
Takes the edge off.
You look fucking sick when
or
you
puts
do
the
it.
Edge on.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
for
the same
sure.
thing with weed.
Yeah.
It's like either it's chill or it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
It's a good break.
Good break,
like when you're working or studying or whatever the fuck.
That's also like a thing. Like if you smoke cigarettes, you'll always just like be entitled to like a cigarette break.
You always have. There's a whole Family Guy episode about that where Peter just like picks up cigarettes and obviously he overdoes it and like is dead within like 3 days.
Yep.
But it is a good. It's also just like an excuse to be alone. It's kind of an excuse to be antisocial,
right?
Or like, be very social.
Like if I was back in the office, I feel like I would start smoking cigarettes just to get more breaks.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
You could be, I don't even smoke them. I just put them in my mouth and hold it there for a little bit.
Just chamber the smoke in the next inhale.
Don't inhale.
Like a cigar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'm quitting.
All right. So we got that down. Good stuff about cigarettes.
Smoke cigarettes. Yeah. They're awesome.
We actually are sponsored
by Marlboro.
By Camel. Oh,
fuck you.
Damn it.
Jinx. What's your go-to shit?
Cigarette?
Yeah.
The menthol.
Menthol.
And then... The cheapest, so usually like a Camel Crush.
Okay, and what do you? That one's really good for digestion, or
very good for digestion and heart health.
I'm starting, I'm starting to diet. I got pre-workout, and then just cigarettes should like
get a card and save some money
after
time.
After a meal. I'll just like smoke a cigarette, and then should flush it all out.
It does feel really good after a meal. After a like a cigarette after a coffee is like one of the best. Feelings you can have.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Wow. Good.
Especially when it's like in your morning. Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a trap.
It also gets your head going. It's probably good to do it before
the
treadmill.
The random cigarette highs you get. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're pretty cool.
Does it like wake you up?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's just like a little head high.
Okay.
For like 20, 30 seconds.
I was thinking if it woke you up, I'd probably just get rid of my, you know, pre-workout can be bad for you.
Right. So yeah, all those chemicals, you don't know what's in that.
Yeah, I would switch out the pre-workout with cigarettes before.
Right.
So, like, if it woke me up, it would be, like, a good smoke a cigarette before the treadmill type shit. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
You could just smoke one in the gym.
Right.
No, they don't let you do that. On the treadmill. They don't let you do that. I tried, and they're like, you can't do that in here. I was like, okay. Well.
You're like, no, this is a jewel.
I thought this was a I thought this was a place for health, and I'm trying to shit out everything. So
I'm trying to digest it.
Get the fuck out of my face, Megan.
I'm trying to go on the scale right now, but I know I'm backed up, so let me just smoke a cigarette in here. And, you know, it was in the sauna, too, so I thought they would let me do it, but they didn't.
What gym do you belong to?
New York Scoves Club.
New York what?
Sports Club.
Oh, Sports Club.
Yeah.
Do you go to the gym?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every day.
Every day?
Almost.
Do you go yet?
Today, I won't make it.
Shame on you. Today, I will not Shame make it. On you.
I have been up for 90 minutes after sleeping for 90 minutes.
Oh, long night. Hell
and then
yeah.
We got a show later.
That's going to be sick.
Three Monkeys, come tonight, even though this won't be out until Tuesday.
I'm going to take a fat nap here.
Are you? Yeah. Just post up? Okay, yeah. do what you got to do.
Just take a fat dump.
It might be tough to do that when my friends come in like 10 minutes.
Oh, I can drown out your dumbass friends. It's just back room. It's just back. Are these Long Island dudes?
Yeah, Long Island dudes.
So you're from Missouri, right? When did you move to New York?
2018, late June.
And then before that, like whole life? In Missouri?
Short, like, 8-month stretch in Texas.
I'm trying to get to the point. Interesting. Are we the first Jews that you associated with?
No.
Not us, too, but I'm saying...
Like, New York?
In New York, yeah.
One Jewish man was my coworker at Quiznos, and that was the only...
He was the accountant at Quiznos.
Person I knew
he dealt with the kosher
for 27
section.
Years.
He dealt with the kosher section. He blessed the meat. Yeah.
Because he did deal with the money.
Aren't you an accountant, you fucking
I
Jew?
I am, yeah. Well, I majored in accounting.
He rubbed off on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Work with a Jew at Quiznos once, you know, major in accounting.
Yeah.
It's like,
That's how you get your major, you just work with a Jew.
Yeah, work with a Jew.
So you moved here, and did you like always want to come to New York? Was that
for
a comedy thing, or was that like even
It was
with
both. Comedy thing for sure, because I figured, I didn't do comedy in Missouri.
Yeah.
Because I figured it's like if you're going to learn to make pasta, you go to Italy.
Right.
Yeah.
If you're going to do comedy, you go L.A. or New York.
Mm. Yeah.
And I'd always had like a weird infatuation with New York since I'm a kid.
I mean, it's fucking sick. So.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty lit.
I mean, you guys got like the best movies and best shows.
Yeah, we do have good movies.
Like Spike Lee don't do movies based out of L.A.
Yeah.
They're all New York.
Yeah.
I think all my favorite shows growing up were like... New York.
Friends.
I Met Your Mother. Yeah. All in the Family.
Yeah, you love the white people shows.
I do.
That's your
show. They're pretty sick.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
And you hate Martin.
No.
No, but it wasn't very good.
Martin Lawrence is actually like a very, he listens a lot. So now
Does he really?
Yeah, now he hates you.
Okay. Do you watch Martin?
I haven't seen.
I know it. Yeah.
I haven't seen Martin.
Shit.
Yeah. I've seen Blue Streak. Same thing.
I fucking love
Blue Streak. Blue Streak's one of the best movies ever.
Yeah.
So you came to New York, and was it like everything you expected, or were you like, yeah, this... You knew there'd be trash parts of it.
I didn't expect the trash itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The mountains of trash.
Just
in the
how
street.
Disgusting it is. Yeah.
I also didn't expect me to... hate tourists as quickly as I did.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like trying to navigate the city and like find my shit out, I would just like walk around and get lost on purpose just to figure shit out, and immediately had a disdain for fat Wisconsinites or whatever.
Yeah.
Walking slow as shit in Times Square.
They were like, where's the bubble gum shrimp?
Yeah,
where's the bubble gum? I can't find the bubble gum shrimp.
So you were a self-loathing tourist?
Basically.
Pretty much. Damn. Wow.
Early on for sure.
Wow. I mean,
I think that everyone's like, when do you become a real New Yorker? When do you become an asshole?
I
still don't feel like a real New Yorker.
Yeah.
Really? You still don't feel like this is your home now?
Mainly because my accent always gets pointed out.
Yeah.
I don't really pick it up.
Thank you.
I don't know.
I mean, I hear him say some phrases, so I'm automatically.
He does. Corey has a log of idioms.
Like what?
Your phone's over there. Shit. It's, What's one of your favorites?
Well, right now you're wearing a pretty heavy jacket, so you're probably as hot as a $2 pistol right now.
Really?
That's not from Crown Heights? That's originally from Crown Heights?
Hot as a $2 pistol.
Hot as a $2 pistol.
It's colder than a witch's tit in a brass bra.
Correctamundo.
Or is that harder?
Witch's tit in a brass bra.
Witch's tit in a brass bra.
Yep.
That's
doubly as cold.
I would never make it in the South because, like, I can't. I stutter too much.
Yeah. No, that would fit in, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you'd be fine.
Okay, for sure. All right, we're moving to Missouri. All days off. Backing up. We're going.
I'm good.
What else did I like?
Oh, let's see. You ain't gonna bust a grape in a fruit fight.
You ain't gonna bust a grape in a fruit fight.
You ain't gonna bust a grape in a food fight?
Or fruit fight.
Okay. You're a bitch. Just, is that basically what's saying?
Exactly.
Yeah,
soft.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't even.
Yeah, we're very more just like, get to the point here in New York. You're a bitch.
Zebra can't change his stripes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Zebra can't change his stripes. That's a good one.
Oh, it was the other ones. If it was a snake, it'd bit you.
Can't fuck your sister in an outhouse.
That's my favorite. Yeah. Because you can.
And I have.
And as your have you ever visited New York before?
It was my first time. One brief like one night stay in Chautauqua once.
Where?
Chautauqua, New York.
Is that upstate?
I don't know.
Well, it's definitely not downstate.
We got there from Cleveland, driving through Pennsylvania, so wherever that intersection is.
Yeah, probably.
Some like Lake Town. Good lobster.
Okay.
I forget that there are places outside of New York.
Known for their good lobster.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've been there. Never. wait, so did you come to New York with the comedy intention?
Yeah, all right, 100%. For sure.
And then you never tried it any time before coming in here. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Got you just like rolled June up at Three Monkeys.
First mic was Climate Lounge.
Hell yeah.
That was a fantastic.
Free mic on July 3rd was my first mic.
Oh, yeah. I remember it. Holy shit. Mm-hmm. Mine was, you have a Helium near you, right?
We do.
Yeah, mine was actually my first open mic was a Helium in Buffalo.
Gross.
So, yeah, it was, honestly.
Heliums do mics?
Yeah, in Buffalo. So the thing is, Buffalo, you know, all these small town with comedy, like, they'll have open mics, but it'll be like one open mic a night at most.
Right.
You know? So, everybody goes to that one mic, so it's a lot better of a vibe of an open mic than New York City when there's like hundreds of them.
Right.
And like you'll get like six people there and like all of them are comics and they fucking hate you. So like when I came back to New York City, so I started doing mics in Buffalo and they were actually not that bad because one, my first open mic was at a comedy club, which never like happens ever.
Right.
So, and then I come back to New York, I'm like, oh shit, like I'm in New York City, like now this is great. I book my first open mic, it's at the Climate Lounge too. And then I tell my friends to come. That luckily
it was easy. It was online sign up.
Yep. Luckily, only one showed up because it was fucking horrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was
terrible. I was like, holy
shit. You win a notebook?
What?
Yeah.
Or one of those fucking gambling tokens?
I still have a chip.
I still have several chips.
One too, yeah.
Wasn't there like a scandal with that shit?
I don't know.
People were selling chips.
Shut the fuck up.
And then they cracked down on it.
They still do mics there. Whenever it ends, I'm still jarred. Like, wait, do the chip draw. Why aren't you picking
who? Where's my fucking notebook?
The first time I went there,
where's the shitty plate of fries?
That was actually great that they gave food though, and you could see which comics were struggling the most by how quickly
exactly.
they went for that food. Yeah, it was.
You were fat at the time, probably too.
Oh yeah, I was going. I had a better job at that point, so I was going for it more for the I'm hungry more than I need it. You know, but I remember the first time I ever did a show was like through Caroline's, one of their classes, mm-hmm. and I went to do a mic for the first time, and I go down to Climate, and I'm like, where's the green room? I like peeking behind this like door. Like,
it's just storage.
Like, oh no, we just all hang here. Okay, that's weird.
You should have bullied them. Like, that's fucking stupid.
It's fucking dumb. Yeah, Caroline's got a green room.
Yeah, where's the list?
Yeah.
Where's the lineup?
As you see like struggling comics like shove nachos down their purses.
It's just, yeah. I'm taking these pierogies home. It just shows how fucking delusional and.
Yeah, comedy's
no
fun.
No idea what we're doing.
It's a really good time.
Did you take a class?
I did. I took a class, but after I started, only because I thought it would put me in better terms. I took at Gotham with Andy Engel.
Yeah, put you in great terms.
You know him?
No.
Yeah, he's a bunch. But I took a class with him.
He's a bunch.
He's a bunch of what?
He's just a bunch.
He's okay. A bunch of stuff.
He's a lot.
Okay, fair enough.
You know, so I took a class with him thinking it would put me in better terms with him in the club, but it didn't really do that. Mm. So
doesn't do that for anybody. The whole thing is such a scam.
Like,
you did it the right way. Just fucking go and do a mic.
Yeah.
I was afraid that if it went terribly, I would never do it again.
Right.
That's why I didn't start that way. Because I couldn't break a grape in a fruit fight.
Bust a grape. Bust a grape in a fruit fight.
Bust a grape in a fruit fight.
So your family visited one time, right? Your mom came?
By September, end of September.
Was she like, and she had ever been to New York before?
She'd been in the 80s.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I'm watching a documentary right now about Times Square in like the late 70s, 80s, yeah, when it was just fucking porn row,
right,
and like prostitute central. Nice. So yeah, it was a little different
now. Yeah. M&M store.
Yeah, there is an M&M store.
Yeah,
I love M&Ms. Sorry.
Tight. Just the originals.
You know, I love the peanut ones too. I mean, you know, anything they make is probably M&Ms and Doritos. Anything they make is gonna be good.
We'll probably eat it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the pretzel M&Ms, fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has Doritos ever made a bad flavor? Have you ever had a flavor of Doritos and you're like, fuck this shit?
No.
You have favorite flavors of Doritos, but like you don't have disliked Doritos.
Correct. You know they recently brought back the 3D Doritos?
Oh, I saw someone eating those recently.
Is that the white ones?
No, no, they're the three-dimensional ones.
Yeah, it's like what?
It's like a bugle almost.
Do you need glasses to wear it?
Yeah, special ones, yeah. Or you'll go blind. So. Eat at your own risk.
Wow, that sounds like too much. I don't think we deserve that.
3D.
I think we need something. Give us
something. Yeah, I think we need
Yeah, you're right. You know what?
They gave us the Doritos Locos Taco like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Those are good.
This is something to keep us going.
I get what you're saying. We don't deserve 3D nachos when we don't even have like a functioning society. Right. You know? But like, just let us have the 3D
just
nachos.
A little bit of positive reinforcement. 3D Doritos.
Yeah, I take it back. I think we should be able to have it and more.
Yeah.
Like,
you completely 180'd on that.
Okay. Yeah. You're very easy to persuade.
Yeah, I am. You know, if you make a good point, I'll listen to it.
Corey, I think you should give me $100.
I'm very open-minded. I will do that, but it might not go through. so we'll see. Or, you know what? Sometimes it will go through, and then I'll just be negative $100.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy. There. Fucking nuts.
You boys, this just popped into my head. You ever take psychedelics?
Shrooms, I haven't, no.
Acid.
They scare me.
They scare LSD. Me as well, but I'm coming around to the idea of wanting to try shrooms.
I think I'm going to try shrooms in a couple of weeks.
Like microdosing it at first. It like comes in chocolates now. You can like take a couple. And apparently it just feels like you're a little stoned and happy.
I feel like people
I would like
acid.
To start
I'm scared
there.
Of a bad trip.
Yeah, that
that's what
me
I'm
out.
Scared of too. But everyone's like, you.
Because you can't have a bad trip with weed. Weed is just your best friend forever. Yeah.
I've had panic attacks from weed, but then you have to remind yourself, like, hey, literally no one's ever died or done anything stupid from this. Whereas from shrooms, like, some people have jumped out windows and blown their brains out.
That's what
they thought their skin was melting and then
that's
they killed
what
a
I'm
cop.
Scared of. If I'm doing shrooms, I'll probably go up to the rooftop and then, you know, it seems like a good vibe.
There was one time in college, all my friends were taking shrooms, and they went, they did it, I wasn't taking it, I come back, one of my friends had shit his pants.
Nice.
And the other one was just sitting on the roof of the car, like, hey, Aronson, we just got back from Puerto Rico. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, I'm going inside, guys. So I was like, this seems kind of dumb.
Yeah.
But I've read about it, and I am interested in the idea of experiencing other levels of consciousness, which is what it is.
Right.
Right?
I'm going
to
give it
but
a shot.
But I would like to do it without freaking the fuck out. Right. LSD, acid, that seems a little intense.
Really? Like, I feel like it's the other way around.
No,
shrooms is
less intense.
I think it sounds less intense. Shrooms sound less intense, but I feel like people like acid better as like less intense. You know what I'm saying? I don't think.
I have no clue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is I would probably start with shrooms. I would start with something that actually grows in the ground than some chemical formula.
Yeah,
I've also never done E or
the chemical
Molly.
Formula is like more like
shrooms. Weed is the most I've ever done.
Yeah.
I've only ever seen cocaine twice.
Jeez. Interesting. I see it all the time. I've never done it. I just see it all the time.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
God, especially amongst the white Jews from Long Island.
Yeah.
We like it, the cocaine.
Do you?
All of our friends.
I never would have. I mean, coke's one of those things where like everyone's doing it but me, and I just never knew.
It's not what, I don't remember people like my parents will talk about coke back in the day. I'm like, I don't think it's really ever gone away, mom and dad. I think it's still very much around.
Definitely still around.
It's not broke.
Sure. And I don't want to make it seem like my friends are doing it like constantly. It's more of like on a special occasion now. But when they were younger, it was like pretty dumb. But it's all they talk about too. Yeah. It comes with money. You know, they're like, they're lawyers,
it's
they're bankers.
The champagne of drugs.
Yeah, they're lawyers, they're bankers, they just make a lot of money. And like, what do when you have money? You put some of it in your nose.
Yeah.
Invest it somewhere.
Yeah.
It's quite frequent for sure.
I have seizures. I can't fuck around.
You can't do that.
And honestly, that's one like I don't feel like I'm missing anything.
Mm. Yeah. It's a night enhancer, you know?
It's the last thing I need.
What about, do you ever take like Adderall or anything?
I took Adderall one time, like for the purposes of studying, and I hated it.
I would only ever use it to study, but it was pretty dope.
I think it's fucking sick.
I took Vyvanse once, which
Vyvanse also like good,
really good Adderall, and then we wouldn't play like basketball. We were like, it was like fucking it, playing like, a video game. We were hitting shit from fucking bleachers.
You're calling fucking plays. 33, 30
dunking.
Yeah. He became fucking X-Men. It was crazy.
Wait,
became the monster.
Did you take Adderall to play basketball? You took Adderall to study, and then you ended up playing basketball.
I took
afterwards.
Adderall to study, and then it hadn't worn off, and I couldn't fucking sleep. So
I just
hooped.
I think everybody should have one Adderall day and one Xanax day a week.
Mm.
We actually came up with this great new policy for America. You know, they were talking about universal basic income with Andrew Yang. Universal basic Adderall.
UBA.
Everybody, we got. If we want to compete with China, we got to be more productive.
Get better.
Right?
Just
so everybody
need
gets one
day
Adderall.
Where you get all of your shit together.
Right.
Yeah. And then you could kind of.
And then on
need,
Sunday, you get a Xanax to
yeah,
relax.
Yeah, you get take a quarter Xan to just.
But what are you going to get done? I feel like with Adderall, so easy to. Well, at least for me and my friends, it was so easy to get distracted.
Yeah.
Well, exactly.
Like our bathroom, we're supposed to be studying, and then we're just clean.
That's what I would do. Yeah. So that's great, too, as long as you're doing something.
So something's happening. It's just maybe not the productive thing you need to happen.
That's the best part of working from home is, like, the second I clock in, I just, like, okay, how do I not do work? I just start cleaning my bathroom.
Vacuum the curtains.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
That doesn't happen.
Clock in. Oh, I could do laundry. Like, I've never been excited to do laundry until I started working from home. Now I'm just like, how do I not work?
In a fucking fly-ass place like this, do you have in-unit?
No, I wish.
Fucking bum.
In-units are fucking sick. Yeah.
Fucking bum.
I got an in-unit.
You have an in-unit?
Great, I bought it, but it's still pretty tight.
Yeah, I like hang-drying my good stuff because for some reason, it's 2022, and we still make dryers that ruin our clothing. Like, I don't understand.
I hate that.
They're called dryers, not ruining clothingers, right?
You're right about that. They're not called that for sure.
They're not called that. Last
didn't really roll off the tongue.
Why do they ruin my clothes? Like, we can't make dryers that don't ruin my fucking wardrobe.
Yeah.
What are your clothes made of?
I don't know.
Wear silk?
So who should we point blame to? The dryers or the clothing manufacturers?
Ooh.
Somebody needs to get my finger pointed at them.
And we're trying to figure out who
someone's
that is
to blame for this fucked up cashmere.
Someone's getting the finger.
Because it's fucking annoying. I hang dry my clothes, but then if I'm like at home in my parents' house, I'll hang dry it, and then I'll throw it in the dryer for like 10 minutes, get it all soft and stuff.
Sure.
But like here, I'd have to pay an extra $350 to get all soft and stuff. So I hang dry it so it doesn't ruin the clothing. But then when you hang dry it, it gets kind of flaky. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
and
like,
then you get, like, if it's a shirt, it gets, like, shoulder nipples or whatever.
Yeah, shoulder,
shoulder nipples. And the collar gets all, like,
it's not crisp no more.
Yeah. It's either that or I'm, like, rocking a crop top, though. You know?
Yeah, I like that for you.
It's okay. Oh, you like that?
Yeah. You like that?
Yeah, you like that?
We were talking about Adderall. The one time that I took it to study, I ended up making a playlist to study to for, like, 3 hours. I'm like, all right, great. Now I can start. And then I crashed.
And you hit play and you're like, oh, it's time for the test. Shit. Okay.
It's time to go to sleep. But in college, people got so dumb with shit like that. Like, my friends would snort Adderall to go to a pregame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, that blew my mind because I took
it's
Adderall.
Like, bro,
to study.
I got to focus on this beer, bro.
You're 20. I think you can stay awake.
Yeah.
I took Adderall to study, but like when people would do it for fun, I would just be like, I never got that, you know?
Take Adderall for fun?
Like, take Adderall to go out.
Oh, yeah, I never understood that.
Because, like during finals week,
I didn't even understand it for studying. I took it to study and I couldn't study.
Yeah. So. It's a great music playlist.
Yeah,
it is.
Enhancement.
Make some good shit.
But you will fail finance.
Yeah, I don't know. Going back to the original discussion of, like, you're worried about having a bad trip.
Yeah.
I've actually, like, it's crazy to me that people, like, my friends and people I know were experimenting with shrooms when they were, like, 19. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you were secure enough in your fucking brain to not have a bad trip.
Right.
Like, you weren't worried about all the crazy thoughts you've had coming back. That's what really scares the shit out of me.
Right.
And also, every time I think about it, I think of that scene from Walk Hard where he's tripping acid with the Beatles and they're like, bad trip, bad trip. And I'm just going to hear bad trip in my mind. And then
I know I'll psych you off walls.
Yeah.
I know I'll psych
We are the Beatles.
We are the Beatles.
We are the Beatles.
The Beatles.
You're a shit drummer.
When I was in school, my friends, I was going back for Thanksgiving break. I was about to drive back, and then I realized I left something in my friend's apartment. So I went back, but they were mid-acid trip. So like then when they came back and they saw me, they were like freaked out, but they were like super happy. They had like they took our party lights and they put it all over the room, so they're just like looking at lights. But then like, you know, people call me Yasko at school a lot, mm-hmm. and then somebody called me, one of my friends called me Corey, and they all flipped out. They're like, Corey, because nobody calls me Corey, right. So they were losing their mind. I just came back to get duct tape, and then like they were like, one of them was just like, dude, you microwave the best popcorn. Can you just like can you like do that for me?
Can you please stick around?
So then I microwave their popcorn for them. I'm getting yelled at by my friend who's trying to drive us home. It's like an 8-hour drive. And like they're all just like so happy that I'm just like microwaving them the best popcorn, and they're just like, Corey. Yeah.
It's so weird. You never call your boys by their first name. Yeah. Ever.
Not the well. That used to be a thing for me and all my friends. Uh-huh. But then the older we got, now they're no longer their last names.
What do you mean? They took the girls'
names? Yeah. They took their wives' names, yeah. Yeah, fucking. Yeah.
Now it's their name, but hyphenated.
Very progressive.
Yeah.
Now you call them by their first names.
Right.
Can you imagine not going by Aronson anymore? You have to like go by like.
It's so weird because
chicks like had to do that. Have to do that, or kind of.
Yeah, whenever anyone calls
chicks
me,
chicks want
to
do
weird.
That. All right, I'm not. Never mind.
They want to what?
They're like, let me get married immediately. I'll take your name.
I'll take your name.
So like, I don't feel bad.
Sure.
Yeah, maybe slow things down. We'll get married in 20 years, and then you know, we'll figure.
Are
it
you?
Out.
Is there someone in hot pursuit, Corey?
No. I'm just saying. I'm always.
Seems to be on your mind.
I feel like everyone's just getting married now.
Just wait, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a few years behind you guys.
Yeah.
It's starting to come. The domino effect might start pretty soon.
Well, you were talking about drug stories. One of my friends was getting married. He was my roommate freshman year. And I didn't really know him. Met him through a friend. First night, we go out. We both get really drunk, but he forgot his dorm key. And then he gets like a minor in possession. Very first night of college. I'm like, all right, cool.
And
then
my pee.
This is off to a good start, baby.
One for one.
Yeah, one for one. And then literally like two nights later, he just like, we were at some fraternity house and he stayed and took acid with a bunch of the brothers. And I had no idea where he was. He comes back at like noon the next day. And I was like, dude, where were you? He's like, I just took acid with a bunch of the A-Pi bros. And dude, just like, war, man, like, whoa. And he's like, all right, I'm about to go play some basketball. I'm like, what the fuck? Who are you? What the fuck are you, man? So like,
war, you know, dude?
Yeah. It was like the most classic.
What is it good for?
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
I thought he was fucking around, but it was serious. And I hope I can tell a speech at this wedding. Just tell that fucking story.
Oh, you did? Did you?
No, well, I'm in the, what the fuck is it? The bridal party? Groomsmen, yeah. Whatever. Like I think it would be a mistake for any of my friends who know I do comedy to let me. Yeah. I think it would be, because they would be buried. I
used to do the roast for my frat, which was fun. Right. Yeah, it was a good time.
You ever do a roast battle?
No, I don't think I have the...
Yeah.
The oomph?
Not, I don't have set up punchline like that.
Okay. I thought you were going to give me like a southern word.
No. I don't have the gumption.
You don't have the cahoots?
What do you have? Yeah. You don't have the what?
The gumption.
Yeah, translate that to Missouri, please.
I can't, because when, like, you know, we're shit talking, that's how I roast.
Yeah.
Like in the moments. Never like the set up punchline shit. You know, fucking Nathan Orton. We're from the same town.
Oh,
he's
really?
So fucking good at
he's
it.
He's really good.
Yeah, he's fucking good at comedy, yeah, but he's very he kills at the roast battles.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, I might be down to do that, but I'm in no rush because I'm like, what are they? I don't. Maybe they know something that I don't know.
Also,
about
like, what is the benefit of it? Like, I mean, it's fun.
It's good for
show.
Clips, I'm sure.
Yeah, good for
different
clips.
Really people who are really good at it and do it at like New York Comedy Club, I think, can get some like heat on them at that club.
Yeah, do you think...
And it's like a networking thing. It's like a good way to get to know people.
Mm. Interesting.
I could roast my friends. Like, if I did a roast battle against Corey, I'd be like, oh, I could write jokes about that. But if it's just like someone I don't really know and they're just like, give you some information, dude, you'd be the easiest target. I've been trying to get Gordy to roast me. Like, that's no way, dude. And we're just going to call me retarded.
That's such
bro.
A good Gordy. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he does
dude,
a really
I spent
good Gordy.
So much time with Gordy.
He does a really good
no
Gordy.
No way, bro. Dude, everyone just calls me retarded, bro.
When I do Gordy, I just do Donnie from Wild Thornberries.
I can only do impressions of not famous people. Gordy and Sam Rosenberg, whatever the fucking guy who calls Ranger games.
Sam Rosen.
Sam Rosen.
He shows his cars. Oh, damn it, Panarin.
Because of Benadryl.
So since it's been a minute since we recorded, there have been some interesting things happening over the last week or so. We had the insurrection anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Happy insurrection.
Where were you during the insurrection?
I was in Florida. No one else was there because they were all at the insurrection. Right, so it was just me, mom, and dad.
It was you and T-Pain.
Yeah, I remember I was working, doing like online doing work that day, and I saw the shows going down, and I just closed my computer. I was like, got my popcorn.
Sounds like we got day off work.
Yeah, I was like, let's fucking go.
Yeah, dude, I love when shit happens so that everybody who is working has to not work anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like, it was pretty overhyped, you know? It was, at the time, I was like, oh, shit. But then like, looking back on it, I was just like, yeah, you know.
It was, listen. Like,
it was a pathetic performance of guarding the Capitol.
The symbolicism of it is so much bigger than what the actual act that happened.
I think it's more about the reason they were there is what's scary. They legitimately did not believe that the president was duly elected. Right. That's the scary part. All the other, like, clearly these people are fucking morons. It's more scary how brainwashed they were.
Yeah, they were brainwashed. Was there even, like, was there, like, a bunch of, like, was it, like destructive?
Yeah, dude, people got killed. Officers committed suicide from the trauma of it. Like, bunch it was not.
What?
It,
yeah. Would you say a bunch of them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a bunch of them. It was. Several. People try and, like, say, like, it was no. It definitely was a big deal. A coup? Like, yeah, no, this wasn't.
Right.
Like,
I wouldn't
wasn't,
necessarily
like,
call
fucking
it a coup.
Gaddafi, but we're America. Right. There shouldn't be anything close to Gaddafi. Right. Yeah, this was a terrible, pathetic American attempt. But still, the fact that an attempt was made is a problem.
Right. A bunch of rednecks overpowered.
Yeah, it seems like they kind of let
Capitol
him in.
Capitol Police.
Dude, watch the documentary. I'm not doubting that there were probably some police officers who sympathized with the reason that they were there.
Yeah.
But they were so overpowered. It was ridiculous. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They had no choice but to fall back. If they shot a gun, they would all die.
No, I feel you. Yeah. I just feel like they compared it to like 9/11 and Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
obviously.
Crazy. Like, can you imagine just looking out this window right now in a fucking plane?
Right.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
That would blow my mind.
I mean, that's a different level. But in terms of like this is a dark day in American history, like it still is a pretty dark
day.
Yeah,
no, I agree.
But it borderline's embarrassing. 9/11 wasn't embarrassing.
Right, 9/11 was a dark day.
That was tragic.
Yeah,
this was dark slash embarrassing.
Bunch of rednecks fucking.
Yeah.
Got into the Capitol.
I actually did a show
Nancy Pelosi's
that night.
Office.
I remember I was jarred by it. I was like, holy shit. I was like listening to NPR radio on my way driving down to a show in Miami. But it was a fucking crazy day.
Yeah.
A lot of funny shit came out of it. I mean, the guy who took a dump and pulled like a lot of stuff is hilarious.
He took shit.
To be honest, I was tweeting throughout the entire thing. I was making memes. I was doing it all. I don't know.
I mean, I'm certainly, despite my just arguing that it was more serious than people like to think, like it was still hilarious too and deserves to be.
Yeah, the guy, the shaman or whatever.
Yeah, the shaman.
The shaman.
Yeah.
The shaman. The vegan shaman.
He was wearing some shit. I was just like, what the fuck is happening? I can't believe that even happened. That was crazy. I was like, well, I'm not working for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I need some time to process this.
I'm taking off. You know?
What we need a day off for American collapse.
Yeah. Right.
It's an America collapse day. You got mental health days. Today is an America's collapse day.
I don't even think, was the Omicron even a thing when we last recorded?
Yeah.
Was it? Okay, so Omicron, now there's
Omicron
Delta.
Had just become a thing. Like, I think New York had just had its, like, first couple of confirmed cases.
Yeah,
I
think.
And then, like, 5 days later, it was 75%
like,
of all
the day
cases.
After we recorded with Corey is when the entire fucking city got Omicron.
Especially all the comics, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was like all the comics were at a fucking orgy.
Which I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced I didn't have it.
Yeah, it's very possible. But I wasn't testing unless I was symptomatic.
See, I was testing and I kept coming back negative. But I had like a weird throat thing that wouldn't go away.
Yeah.
But I also had the booster.
Yeah.
So a nurse friend was like, maybe there's a chance you have it.
Yeah.
But because one, you're getting nasal swabs and it's an upper respiratory infection as compared to the lungs, it might be not enough in your system to replicate where it's being detected. And fingers crossed, contagious, because I was sure the fuck out.
Yeah. They don't even tell you, like, when you test positive, they don't tell you
which one
you got.
Yeah.
And they're just like, yeah, you got it. You got something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. And, like, I was also standing online for, like, 4 hours. So, like, the people next to me, if they didn't have it, they probably got it. Yeah, so.
Yeah, the whole thing is. I think I read some article, like, should we just let everyone just get Omicron? You know, like, that was the article. Should you just go out and get it? Which was kind of fun. It's like, should you just go have a night and hope
to get...
It's like
the chicken pox.
Yeah, like when you have a sleepover.
Yeah. Better to get it now when you're younger.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know? Now now they're coming out with... There's an even newer one that's we were just looking at. It was a combination of Delta and Omicron.
Yeah.
The Deltacron. Oh, I don't know. They didn't name it yet, but I just did. Deltacron.
Okay. Copyright that?
Omelta. I think Deltacron sounds better.
Yeah. It sounds like the name of a... Like
Deltacron sounds like a Transformer.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like the name of a Pledge Master that's a Transformer.
Deltacron. That's a fucking sick name. Deltacron?
Deltacron. Right.
Deltacron.
Actually, I read this thing before about... There was like a study about old people during the pandemic, and there's more falling of old people at home because they've been stuck at home and not able to move, so they have less mobility. So I think this whole thing may have been a ploy to just like
off
knock out the older
citizens.
Generation.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Let's lock them in their homes. And then make, or this was a life alert scheme. Life alert.
Oh, they can't.
They leaked the virus in Wuhan. They're like, this is going to be, people are going to need to know where their old folks are, you know?
Right.
And if they're falling and shit.
Interesting.
I can't believe the conspiracy theories haven't gone down.
I was
going to
say, that one's almost...
That's fertile.
Plausible.
Yeah. Yeah. That one actually makes sense.
Holy shit.
I loved... By the way, like...
How's their stock doing?
Life alert. Are they a publicly traded company?
Should we look that up? I don't know.
We talked about this before, like... When this whole first thing started, the idea that it came from a lab was like you were fucking crazy, racist if you like even suggested that. And now it's like that's definitely what happened.
Yeah, it's not what happened.
What are we? What was bat soup a more believable story? That's what we're supposed to believe. You believe that, or you believe a human being accidentally leaked to something you can't see?
Right.
Interesting.
We're never gonna know. That's what sucks.
No,
never gonna get a definitive answer.
What if the bat flew out of the lab, was caught by a guy in the wet markets, and then made it into soup?
Why would a bat, you're saying the bat, they were testing it on bats and the bat,
and the
got
bat
out?
Escaped.
Yeah.
That would be
like
the dumbest
Shawshank.
Thing ever.
Did you, hold on. Oh, dude, fuck. It's on my phone. My friend sent me a tweet of a human-sized bat just hanging down. And I was like, that's the craziest fucking thing I've ever seen.
A human-sized bat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've seen it. It's a big motherfucker.
Yeah.
Maybe it's from What We Do in the Shadows. You have to watch that shit.
I just started fucking hissing.
It's so goddamn funny.
What's it on?
FX.
Okay.
Hulu.
You watch
you
on
got
Hulu.
It.
Hulu. Okay.
Yeah.
For sure.
So
I don't know what your money like.
You know, my daddy's got all of
my daddy got $6.99 that he can hook up.
My daddy's got all them accounts. So
he's a streamer.
Yeah, he's a streamer. He's a Twitch streamer. plays Fortnite all the time.
So what's it like? How is this apartment not just like a catnip for like the Tinder and the dating apps? It's such a nice place. Such a
thank you so much.
Nice block. I mean, how is it not like your lead-in photo?
Like you think my Hinge photo should just be a picture?
You against this window.
Yeah, I don't know. It could be it.
The problem is with like the Jewish girls, like they've seen
this
a million times.
Yeah,
they live here too.
Oh, okay.
They live here too.
The Jews are used to
this. Set your location for Brooklyn.
Yeah. You're seeing a Jewish gal, huh?
I am.
Is this your first Jew?
Indeed it is.
Mazel tov. Nagila. We're going to put him up in the chair.
We're going to bar mitzvah you, and then your kids are probably going to be bar mitzvahed.
Sweet.
Yeah, it'll be the whole thing.
Is she like religious at all?
She was.
Everybody used to be.
Not as much.
Yeah.
Was meaning like your parents made you go to temple, you know? It's not like as a 10-year-old, I was like, oh, it's time to pray to God. Let's go to temple, mom and dad. You know, it was more like you had to.
Just for the holy days, you know?
The high holidays. First Jew. Congratulations.
My roommate
we had matzo ball ramen the other day.
Matzo ball ramen?
Yeah, Williamsburg. It was very good.
Was it like a cup of noodles, ramen, and then she made some matzo balls?
Yeah, it was. No.
She made it? Or you?
No, we went to a place, like ramen.
Oh,
okay. But then matzo ball.
They serve that at the restaurant? Mm-hmm. Fuck. That sounds amazing.
Wait, are you talking about the Japanese...
Japan Shalom.
Oh, we walked by that place. Yeah. There's this Japanese fusion, like Hebrew food.
Yeah. It's like walking kosher. By a Jews for Jesus place. Yeah. It was like really shocking. Yeah. It was really weird. It's like, what are we... This is an interesting combination.
And was it good?
Very.
What else do they have? Is a lot of it like infused, or is it kind of like, okay, we have our Jewish shit here, and we have our chicken teriyaki here?
If I recall, it seemed more infused. Granted, I have no culture, so I don't know.
Like, did they have sushi that was kind of Jewy looking?
Was it shaped
what does Jewy sushi look like?
Was it shaped like
little
gold?
Yarmulkes
like,
on top of the thing?
Complainy.
Was it in gold
foil? You call
this
a roll?
The allergy roll?
The Claritin D roll?
I don't remember. I was... more focused on the date itself.
Right.
Because we went specifically to do ramen ball soup. or dude, that's matzo ball
ramen soup. Ramen ball soup.
Ramen
was ball. Was the broth more matzo ball soup esque, or
was that your first?
Have you had
matzo ball soup?
Oh, you've never had matzo ball soup before. Matzo ball soup is pretty much like chicken soup with matzo balls in it.
It's chicken broth, chicken stock. Chicken broth.
I feel like the broth was darker than a chicken noodle soup.
Oh, so then it was probably Japanese broth, and then it was matzo ball soup. You hear the shit?
It was miso.
It's my roommate. There's a Japanese Hebrew fusion restaurant. It's Japanese and Jewish food. Yeah, he had ramen matzo ball soup.
Dude, imagine the.
It was very good.
Yeah, I gotta check that out.
Williamsburg.
It's in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. It's called.
Of course.
What's it called again?
Shalom Japan.
Shalom Japan.
Dude, I imagine whoever made this restaurant is like Japanese and Jewish. Can you imagine being raised in a Jewish Japanese household? Yeah. Jesus.
I feel like there are Jews and Asians. I think it's always just Asian girls, Jewish dudes.
Yeah, I've always heard this thing that Asian girls like Jewish dudes, and Asian girl has never been into me in my life.
Yeah. I don't know, man. You got to get your shit
Have
together.
You tried?
Actually, that's not true. Not like Chinese, Korean, or Japanese, but Indian.
Okay. Fair. Well, come on.
What? We're still Asian.
Yeah, but you're being too definitive right now.
I'm being too definitive?
Yeah.
I always picture like in the movie The Social Network, they have a joke about like these Chinese girls love Jews.
Yeah.
And they always come to the A Pie Mixer. The Chinese girls weren't coming to the Michigan A Pie Mixer.
It's because you guys didn't That's throw fair. Down.
We threw down.
I feel like
it's a New York thing, though. I mean, whenever I'm in the village, if I see a lot of booed up couples, will be like Asian women and mediocre
and skinny
white dudes.
Yeah. Yeah, really skinny white dudes.
I think we just have the same values: doctor, lawyer,
okay,
and money.
Yeah, so yeah. I think that's a good match, you know.
Yeah,
but Indians too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going through the Rolodex.
Yeah, are you thinking?
Of
Jew.
Sure.
Jew.
Well, what's your app game like?
I usually do Hinge. Is that what you're asking?
You trying
me?
To get wifed up?
No, that's why I'm kind of weaning off it.
Mm.
I'll match with an attractive girl. It's like, oh, great, now I got to start a conversation. Oh, now I got to take her out and spend $80, you know? So it's like all to... How much do you spend on dates?
Nothing. Nuh-uh.
Wait, okay.
I linked
tell
up
me
like
your
a
secret.
Great, like, what are you talking
Chris
about?
Chris is awake. All right. Well, this is a problem for me. Yeah. Here's the thing. I need to be toasted. Not like wasted, but I need a little buzz on a date.
Yeah.
And that's going to take three like drinks for me, and that's $60 right there.
You don't pregame for dates?
If I have time, but like,
you pregame for
no.
dates?
No.
Get a couple shotties in? Mm-hmm. No. Well, we have you on video recording, so this could be your new video recording. We'll talk about how little you spend on
dates. Yeah, what do you do on dates? Do you do, like, the fucking half-baked method where you're, like, stealing from homeless people?
No. Right. So the first date is always super low-key, low-risk.
Yeah.
Coffee.
Oh, I need alcohol.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Huh?
I need alcohol.
Do you go during the day?
No.
You get
well, I'm 30. I would drink coffee.
Yeah, like a 9:30.
I had coffee last night at 3 o'clock.
I didn't know coffee shops were, like, open, though.
Reggio on McDougal's open.
Oh, that place is open 24?
Not 24, but like until like 3, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, wow. That's really convenient, honestly.
Right. Matter of fact, the one time I was trying to get decaf there, it was not.
Really?
They gave me a full-blooded Americano.
Okay, so what is your...
Decaf is stupid, though. Why'd you order that?
I like the taste.
That's weird.
Sterile. I like the taste.
I like the taste.
Coffee. Drinks is another one, but like if it's date one, we're going... Dutch. Or like Dutch, you pay
Dutch
your
oven her?
Yeah, fucking part of
first date.
So then she's definitely paying for her own shit.
Yeah.
You split it. You know, trade rounds or
right.
Nice. Split it down the middle.
I guess okay. I'm too much like, no, it's on me.
Yeah.
But also, if it's date 2-3 for sure.
Are you trying to wife up or whatever you said to get a girlfriend?
No. Just because it was Tinder, it was low risk. Yeah. No real expectations.
Like that's why I include alcohol because maybe we'll fuck.
Maybe I've never had a one night stand, so
my
expectations are
very.
It's going to be informative.
Very noble of you.
It's not due to lack of trying. My intention was to have like a hoe phase.
Yeah.
But bears can't hoe.
Wow. Bears can't hoe.
Bears cannot hoe.
Yeah. Okay.
We don't have an energy. where a woman's like, I want to fuck this guy tonight.
Oh, okay.
I don't agree.
You're a second time guy?
I fuck you right now.
Tonight.
Like even like out dancing, even like socially, and especially on the apps, it's like it's just not a. We don't give off a vibe that says let's bang today,
right now. Okay,
right.
It's more of like a. What you call it, bears? What type of bear? Grizzly.
Me. Yeah.
Black bear.
African American bear.
You maybe give off more of a nurturing vibe.
Me specifically, I give off very friendly. Huggy, yeah. Cuddly vibes.
Yeah.
Not necessarily like sexual appeal vibes. In them, I got to trick a bitch into finding me attractive. Not trick.
Hold up.
I got to convince a bitch.
I got to trick a bitch. I got to sedate a bitch. I mean, I got to
drug a bitch.
I have to use my wits about me to convince her to find me attractive.
Yeah.
It's never like an in the moment across the room type of thing.
What type of shit you try pulling?
I don't. That's a problem. Like,
I don't want to get into it.
I just talk like in the moment.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mostly just talking.
Okay.
But like I always talk like too much genuine interest.
Yeah, me too.
Like I've heard what's your name? Alex.
Friend of the pod.
Based on what Big Corey told me, you have a way of talking when it's like a lady where it's like it's not negging, but it's playfully flirty.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I don't have that vibe.
That's the only gear I have with girls. And if it doesn't work, I'm shit out of luck.
Yeah. See, I don't have that.
I do that with Seba. It seems like I do that with every girl. I feel like every girl
just talk
thinks
shit
I'm
about
flirting.
Them.
Yeah, just I'm negging.
Yeah,
even if I'm not, I don't know.
Get the fuck away from me, you dumb bitch.
Oh my God, I love you. You're so good.
Oh my God,
it.
Can I blow you right now? This dick. All right.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, the apps. I deleted Tinder and was just doing Hinge. Now I think I'm going to delete Hinge, just do Tinder. Tinder turned me on to this app called Field, which is apparently just for hooking up.
What's that? Tell me.
And I matched with the girl, but it's the same thing. It's like, great, now I have to say something. And apparently it's just for like everyone's just like looking for a hookup.
Yeah, Field is no holds barred. Just putting your kinks on display.
Yeah.
No way. You want to fuck? Let's fuck.
Yeah.
Damn.
But like everyone's putting their, I don't know. I just want to have sex. I don't need to listen.
Yeah. Like there's some shit on there. Be like, okay,
I'm
relax.
Into blowjobs.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm into coming.
I'm into mouth on my penis.
Well, you and Corey Tindall are recently single, right? Mm-hmm. So you guys are checking all of them out, right?
Well,
that's what I'm saying. I've never heard of Field before.
I downloaded Field. It's as far as what Corey's told me, because I haven't really done it, the match, like the fact that you got a match is, it's rare.
She already stopped responding.
Sure, okay.
Oh, you're on Field?
Yeah, I got one match, and she was pretty cute.
What's it like? Yeah, I was going to say, like,
I'll show
I
you.
Feel like the dude, like whenever there's an app like that, like you'll get like some like normal looking girls, but the dudes are probably all just.
There's
like,
some hot girls.
Yeah, there's some pretty good looking chicks.
Wow.
And some like just regular girls who like you
do you see
expect.
Like weird shit on there.
Yeah, there's some weird stuff. Oh, on yeah. There. I mean, when you go to sign up, there's literally a list of 89 genders to choose from, right. And like,
shut the
and
fuck
like
up.
Sexual orientations.
Which one did you choose?
Trans, like, transcendental sexitation.
You have to like
shit.
Scroll like for 2 hours to
cis,
find male
cis plant based fucking vegan remote controller. I don't know. Vibrating human being.
When I opened it up the other like to. Set up a thing the other day. The vast majority of women, because it keeps a very close ring around where you live. Like, I haven't seen anything that's more than 2 miles away from me.
Field.
And the vast majority of the ladies I saw, I haven't even set up my profile, heteroflexible.
Yeah.
Hetero-flexible.
A lot of people are looking for like three
that's
ways.
Like not that bi yet? Is that what it is? It's like,
I think
straight,
it's
but like
straight,
you could...
but willing to or wanting to experiment.
Yeah. I think it's like you're romantically straight.
Not against experiment. Interesting.
You're like, you're only romantically into women, but you'll fuck around.
Heteroflexible.
Yeah. So that's like, or into guy, whatever. A lot of girls have like. Bisexual.
That
actually
find
this feel very intimidating.
What?
I find feel very intimidating.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I could do this. That matches girl. I'm like, oh, fuck, what do I say?
And like some of the fucking dissertations they put on there, all the stuff
crazy.
They want.
And they have a list of all like the social things you need to believe in.
Yeah.
Really?
So many boxes to check just to fuck.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Looking for an abolitionist vegan right. Who will also choke me and spank me.
Right.
Yeah, it's probably all that. Damn. Yeah.
It's an interesting play.
I feel if you think like if you're capitalist, you don't.
Yeah.
You don't
no capitalists allowed. Yeah.
NCA.
Tax
I put
the rich.
Fuck. I put
socialism only.
There's a picture of me holding an Occupy Wall Street sign in my.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah. It's a good move. Yeah. It's a good play. Field. Huh.
Let's see if that girl responded.
Interesting. Yeah, check that shit out.
You have to put it, you're actually not, you're encouraged not to use your real name on the app.
Really?
Yeah. They tell you to make up a pseudonym.
Interesting.
Oh, who are you going to go with?
So we were talking about names.
What do you use your real name?
No, I haven't really set up a profile.
Okay.
So all my friends call me Aronson, and then they chopped off the A and started calling me Ronson, and then it became Ronnie. And Ron, so I'm
Ronald.
Ron or Ronald. Something
yeah, do Ronald. That'll I'm get Ron. The bitches going.
Ronald, I'll change Ronald. It to Ronald.
Yeah, yeah. I'm probably going to do...
I wouldn't do Ronald. You might not get a match ever again. maybe Ron or Ronnie.
I was
going
to make it sex.
Yeah. Penis.
Yeah. I would say probably... if I did a fake name, I'd probably do like Corey Tindall or something.
Oh, yeah, do Gordy McNiff. That's Gordy. Like, that sounds too stupid to be real.
Burn. Yo, your name is hilarious. Like, I get all these matches. Your name is so hot. I've been interested in a heteroflexible dude with a funny name. Oh, man. Dude, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah,
this was
thank
a lot
you for
fun,
having me.
You're fucking blast.
Hilarious. Fun. Anything you want to
plug?
Plug for
your
the...
shit right now.
Follow me on Tinder.
Fuck. Follow me on Tinder. TikTok, Instagram, Christopher the Comic. What else? I can explain that podcast on YouTube and wherever the fuck podcasts are.
Iced tea.
That's correct. Yeah.
Iced tea.
On the Instagram.
Catch
oh,
them
I
all
gotta
over.
Explain that.
I can't explain that.
I can't explain that.
Yeah.
He it'd will be hosting.
IGT.
You will be hosting Big Wave Comedy.
Will be at Big Wave on the 18th?
Yeah. On the 18th of January.
He bailed on my show, so.
Yeah, well, you're. Well,
because I accepted before I realized I was already booked that day.
Yeah, he didn't bail. He just said no.
Double booked.
Yeah, what are you going
to
do?
Hey, it's hard to get.
Where are you going to be that day?
Tiny Cupboard.
He's going to be Tiny Cupboard January 21st. I got a show January 21st. Alex got a show January 18th. We're all doing shows. It's going to be sick. Come through. You guys are the best. Thank you for listening. Subscribe, share, review, all that shit. Thank you so much. Have a good day.